Patrick James is with Fulcrum Homes. That's out of Fairhope, and he's with the Baldwin County, I guess, the home builders, right, Patrick?
Yes, sir. That's right.
So we got a big event coming up. It's going to stretch all across the county, by the way. We'll get into some of that. It's the Parade of Homes. Let's talk about that.
Yes, sir. It's the Baldwin County Parade of Homes this coming weekend and the next from 10 to 5, Saturday and Sunday of each weekend. Fulcrum Residential built the showcase house this year, located at 1225 Captain O'Neill. We hope you all can make time to visit. Parking is going to be available right up the street at Mayday Park, which is a public park right on the bay. So come see the house. You could bring a lunch and have lunch at Mayday if you'd like. But it's a beautiful home, just over 7,000 square feet.
Wow.
Located right in the heart of historic Daphne. We hope you'll come visit and see it. And Maloof Furniture has furnished it, and there's a lot of great trade partners that have been tremendous help in seeing this project through for the parade.
So you got the Parade of Homes is well, I guess it's all together, but if you would just help the audience understand better what the showcase home is all about, why it stands out. Of course, this is a beautiful home, and it's a huge home, but what that all means and why that's kind of this parade, that's the must-see.
Yes, sir. So the Parade of Homes is a collection of different projects with different builders that want to kind of showcase their product to potential clients and just the market as a whole. This year, Fulcrum Residential signed on to build the showcase house, which is kind of the crown jewel of the parade. Our hope is that, you know, it's pushing the element of what you can expect in a residential build from a quality timeline, you know, standpoint. A lot of vendors have really come to the table to bring value to the project in a sense of building materials, appliances, things like that. So just really trimmed out home with kind of the best of the best going on in it. It's a combination of kind of a southern home meets New England style project, kind of a blend of different styles. Designed by Walcott Adams Bernoul out of Fairhope, and it's just a really pleasant project to see.
Yeah.
And we've really been working hard to bring it all together for this weekend.
Yeah, and I imagine it will be absolutely beautiful. We're talking with Patrick James with Fulcrum Residential, the Baldwin County Parade of Homes this weekend, and the showcase home in particular there in Daphne. And Patrick, this is the 36th year here of Parade of Homes in Baldwin County. So obviously it's a success. That's why it keeps rolling. What kind of folks come out to view the showcase home and take a look around? Is it more prospective buyers, prospective builders? What kind of folks? I imagine you see a lot of them out there.
I think it's a wide array of people. I think it's everybody from people in the industry to just, you know, people wanting to get out and have something to do on a Saturday mm-hmm. afternoon. It's a great way to network. You know, we see a lot of people, realtors, people in the banking lending industry, you know, other contractors, builders, tradesmen, all types, interior decorators, designers, and everybody just kind of wants to get out and see what's going on in the market, you know, what's trending, and it's a great way, you know, if you're contemplating a house build of your own or maybe a renovation, it's a great way to see different style lines and get a feel for floor plans and spaces and kind of play those to your advantage. You know, the more you see kind of a wider perspective you'd have for your own project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that aspect of it, Dalton, because people can come out. Well, if you do the Parade of Homes, you can see all kinds of different homes, different prices and everything. Maybe you're interested in that way. But like when you go to the showcase home, there's so many cool features. You're mm-hmm. thinking, wait a minute. You know, maybe this house has got 79 cool features. And you're thinking, well, maybe my house could use one or two of those.
Yeah, a few of those.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the weather, it's going to be as beautiful as the home, I think, on Saturday. So it's a great time for folks. Like you said, maybe grab a lunch at Mayday Park and check it out. I know you'll have shuttle running back and forth from the park to this home. And also, this is raising money for the Baldwin County Child Advocacy Center as well, with donations going towards that. Another great incentive for folks to go out not only support the advocacy center, the Child Advocacy Center, but also check out, like you said, these new trends in home building.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the technology and construction has come such a long way. You know, this house is cladded with James Hardy siding, Colby windows, all impact rated. And we'd love to just talk through it with you and just explain what's going on and, you know, how we approached it and why we made the technical decisions that we did.
And Patrick, also to kind of wrap it up on this, what are the out, like, when should folks sign, show up? When can they show up? How late? Like, what are we looking at as far as the schedule?
10 to 5. Okay. 10 to 5 this Saturday and Saturday and Sunday and next Saturday and Sunday, and just you know, closing out, parking will be at Mayday, mm-hmm. which is just up the street. It's walking distance from the home, but we will have shuttles going back and forth.
Tickets needed, and can they be bought in advance?
I need to follow up on that. Mm-hmm. I believe you can buy them in advance, but yes, sir, tickets are needed. I believe you go to the Baldwin County Home Builder Association website for those.
Okay.
But we might be able to buy them right there at the house. I'm not sure on
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that website's really good too, by the way. I'm on it right now, BCHBA, and I'm on the Parade of Homes part too. But they actually have the homes, you know, images and descriptions there as well for folks before they head out. Patrick, really appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully, well, it's looking like a really beautiful weekend, and I know a ton of folks are interested in coming out and checking out not just all the homes, but this showcase home in particular. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys, and we look forward to the weekends ahead.
You got it. That is Patrick again with Fulcrum
Residential.
Residential and the home builders in the across the bay. The Parade of Homes stretches from Spanish Fort down to Gulf Shores. So you're going to find some of these different homes in Spanish Fort, Daphne, Fairhope, Robertsdale, Foley, Alberta, and Gulf Shores. Mm. So,
what are the squatting rules on this? Can I just show up and not leave?
You can, but you'll at some point be faced with face to face with law enforcement.
I'll say I like this one, and I'm not leaving.
Looking at the homes on the Parade of Homes, you know, some are massive homes like the showcase home, and others are just nice residential homes mm-hmm. in nice neighborhoods that are more affordable for many, many families in Baldwin County. I didn't want to hit Patrick with too many headlines that would shock him, but Baldwin County is hot right now. maybe he's already caught on to that.
I've heard that.
Baldwin County is pretty hot right now, so enjoy the Parade of Homes this weekend and next.